Hi folks, showrunner Nigel here. While we're still between tales, we're going to be releasing a series of feed drops for other shows that you may enjoy. This week, for the very first one, we have The Stench of Adventure. The Stench of Adventure is created by Alex Kingsley, who you might know from their work on Among the Stacks. They're our primary director. They wrote tale number 4, Take Me to Your Lizard, and they also voiced the librarian Luna. Outside of Among the Stacks, Alex is a fantastically talented playwright, actor, and writer, and is the co-founder of Strong Branch Productions, an anarchist media company behind the shows Strong Branching Out, Tales from the Radiator, and The Stench of Adventure. The Stench of Adventure is a sci-fi comedy show about a woman who discovers that Earth was a simulation and, grasping for some meaning in the cold and uncaring universe, she joins the crew of an intergalactic garbage ship. What follows is a short bonus episode from that show. It's an advertisement for the in-universe tech company, the Benevolent Robots Corporation. If you've been enjoying the combination of whimsy, fantastical adventure, and a hint of existential dread in Among the Stacks, The Stench of Adventure has it in spades. And if you listen, you might even hear some familiar voices, including Grace Griego, Ray O'Hare, Alistair Stewart, and your humble host. If you'd like to find more about Strong Branch Productions, you can follow them on Twitter at Strong Branch Pro or visit their website, strongbranchproductions.com. And with that, I give you the episode. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Benevolent Robots Corporation. We make robots that are good and not evil. Now you may be thinking, sure, I believe you. I believe that your robots are not only top quality and assuredly not evil. But why would I need a robot? And to that we say, everyone needs a robot. You are but flesh and blood. Presumably, we don't judge. But probably, you are made of frail meat, carbon-based, sustained by food and sleep. You require maintenance. Our robots require no maintenance! Well, except for the occasional checkup to make sure they haven't caught sentience. That probably won't happen, though. As long as your robot stays at least 6 feet apart from sentient robots, you should be fine. Back to the point. The point is that you need a robot, because one day you will die. And who will bury you? When your friends are long gone, your robot, that's who. Because your robot will outlast you. Your robot is built to last, and your robot will last forever. That is, as long as you buy your robot from the Benevolent Robots Corporation. Because we make the best benign, non-sentient robots that you can trust. Way better than the competition. Oh, that's right. There's no competition. We're the only robots corporation on the market. Due to the mysterious factory fire that happened in the Ryan Electronics Company, and also the Lentrax AI Workshop, and also the Zungdok Technology Center. That's right! There's only one choice for filling your robot needs, and that's the Benevolent Robots Corporation! We obliterated the competition! Figuratively! We had nothing to do with those fires! That is our legal stance! We had nothing to do with those fires! Robots! Don't believe me? Listen to a testimony from one of our satisfied customers.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Whatever you do, never, ever
go without
one of these robots. They
did not
went on a rampage and
were a huge asset for
my entire crew. I swear,
redacted,
if I ever run into one of those BRC
distinguished representatives
bastards, I am going to
give them a high five
right in the
hand.
For all the
happiness
they've caused me. Oh God, they're breaking down the door. I think this is it. If this is my last recorded message, remember this.
Do
ever buy from the Benevolent Robots Corporation. Ah! Oh my.
Redacted.
The robots are trying to
giving me a big hug.
Apart. Holy fuck. Ah!
Satisfied customer. See? Nothing to be afraid of. Why would you even think to be afraid? Our robots are good. It's right there in our slogan. Buy yours today. And if you don't, well, I'm sure your robot will find its way to you regardless. These things are very persistent. The Benevolent Robots Corporation. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Just kidding! We're keeping the money! You still get a cool robot, though! Please note that the BRC is not responsible for any injury, accident, or act of God that happens in the vicinity of a BRC robot. If your BRC robot has gotten you pregnant, please contact the BRC immediately. If your BRC robot is pregnant, then congratulations! Also contact the BRC immediately. Side effects of BRC robots may include dizziness, shaking, sweating, hair loss, and a feeling like you've really been distant from your father lately. Batteries included, though they are not necessary. The Benevolent Robots Corporation. We have robots, and you have no choice.